Please turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3.
我们翻开哈巴谷书第三章。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19.
哈巴谷书三章十七到十九节。
The book of Habakkuk chapter 3:17 to 19.
哈巴谷书三章十七到十九节。
Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold.And there be no herd in the stalls. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Verse 19. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. And he will make me walk on my high hill.
17节，虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。18节。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。十九节，主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。
So during the time of Habakkuk, the chosen people experienced many trials and tribulation.
所以哈巴谷的时代，百姓们经过很多试炼。
But Habakkuk make a determination.
但是哈巴谷他下了这个决心。
A termination of the journey of faith.
就下了这个要走信心之路的决心。
He said, even though the fig tree may not blossom,
他说虽然无花果树不发旺，
nor fruit be on the vines,
那葡萄树不结果，
even though the labor of the olive may fail,
橄榄树也不效力，
and the fields have no food,
田地不出粮食，
and the flock may be cut off from the fold,
圈中绝了羊，
and yet he will rejoice in the Lord.
他还是要因神而欢心。
So in other words, what he's saying that no matter what's going on in his life,
所以他要说的是，不管他生命当中发生什么。
Yes, maybe the fig tree will not blossom.
可能橄榄树不效力。
And the fruit may not be on the vine.
也葡萄树不结果。
In other words, his life will be full of suffering, be full of trials.
所以他的生活很多的困苦，还有试炼。
But it doesn't matter.
但是不要紧。
Why? Because his journey is a journey of faith with God Himself.
因为他是。跟神一起走这条信心的道路。
And that's why he said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
他会因神而欢心。
Because God is his salvation.
因为神是他的拯救。
And God is his strength.
是他的力量。
And God will make his feet like deer's feet.
他会神会使他的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
And will make him walk on high hills.
又使他稳行在高处。
So in other words, as you and I journey to the eternal life.
所以当我们在永生的路上行走的时候。
This is the kind of faith you and I must have.
这是我们必须要有的信心。
Really, one day when everything seems so dark.
那如果有一天每一件事情看起来都这么的黑暗。
And it seems this world is full of evil.
好像这个世界充满着邪恶。
And it seems that no one really can strengthen our faith.
没有人可以加强我们的力量。
But don't forget,
但是不要忘记，
there's a true God that you and I worship.
我们敬拜的是一个真神。
And he will be the one to give us strength upon strength.
他会给我们力量。
Even though we are weak and we cannot walk,
虽然我们很软弱，我们无法走路。
But he will give us, you know, the strength to leap, you know, to be able to leap just like a deer's feet.
那他会给我们力量。让我们的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
So now we're going to call up Sister Evelyn Angnol.
那我们现在要请 Evelyn 姐妹
to come up to testify for the Lord.
来为神做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share.
奉主耶稣圣名做分享。
Before we begin, let's just pray in silence.
那么开始之前，请低头默祷。
Amen.I'd first just like to share an opening verse with everyone.
那我想要先用一节圣经来跟大家分享。
In Jeremiah chapter 1,
耶利米书一章
verse 5,
第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5,
耶利米书一章第五节。
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。
And so, even as a young child, Before I started school, I always felt that there's a God that existed.
那在我开始读书之前，我是一个小孩，但是我觉得有神，有这么样一个神。
And there was no one really to teach me about God, but I felt in my heart that there was a greater power that was much more big than I was.
那没有人教我神是怎么样，但是我觉得有一股很强大的力量在带领我。
And I truly believe from this verse that we just read together that it's It's true that God puts this in our hearts to know that to know even from a baby, from a young child, that He exists.
那从我们刚刚所读的经节，我们相信神把这个意思，把这个想法放在我们，甚至是一个宝宝的心中，那我们知道有神。
Because even before we were conceived and were in our mother's womb, He knew who we were.
那就是，就是在妈妈还没有怀上我们的时候，他就已经知道我们了。
So as a young child, I remember when I feel afraid, I would pray my heart for God to help me.
那我记得在我小时候，我心中有什么害怕的事情，我就会祷告神。
And I even remember drawing pictures of who He would look like, and I would draw pictures of me and God together.
我也记得我试着要画出神长什么样子，也会把我画在这跟神画在一起。
And reflecting on this now, I always thought that was quite amazing, especially because there was not really anyone to teach me about God.
那回想起来，我觉得很惊讶，因为那时候没有人教我神是什么。
So, my family and I ended up going to the Catholic Church for a while.
那我的家庭是一开始是去天主教。
But I never really felt that God was there.
那是我从来不觉得神在那当中。
But as I got older, around the age between 9 and somewhere between 9 and 11, my uncle and aunt invited me to church, to the True Jesus Church.
那在我大概九到十一岁的时候，我的叔叔阿姨他就介绍我，带领我来真耶稣教会。
And I don't remember much of my experience. I do remember going to church and meeting brothers and sisters. But the strongest memory is the love that I felt when I was there.
我并没有记得很多我跟教会弟兄姐妹互动的一些情况，但是我可以很记得他们的爱心。
I remember driving in the car, sitting in the front seat with my uncle in his red sports car, driving to church.
那我记得我坐在我叔叔的红色跑车，我坐在前座，跟他一起开到教会来。
He talked to me about the church, how, you know, Jesus was born in a manger, and churches like the Catholic Church, they worship in something so big, but really our worship should be very simple. And he was trying to compare that to the True Jesus Church.
那我记得他告诉我说，耶稣降生在马槽。那这天主教的崇拜是一个的仪式是很庞大、很复杂，但是我们真耶稣教会是很简单的。
Because at that time they were in Boston, they were worshiping renting a basement space of another church.
因为在那个时候，他波士顿教会只是租一个房子的地下室来做敬拜。
But I think the message that he was really trying to get across to me was worshiping God is very simple.
那他想要跟我讲的就是敬拜神是很简单的。
And I always remember that till this day.
我就从那个时候一直记到现在。
But later on, I remember when I got went back home.
那我记得那之后我又回家。
I just woke up one morning and I started to cry. This little girl was, I was crying, and my mom asked me, "Why are you crying?"
那一天早上我起来我就开始哭，我妈妈就问我为什么要哭。
And I said, "I've never experienced so much love in my life before, and I really want to go back."
那我就跟她说，我从来在我一生中我从来没有体验过这么多的爱，我很想回去。
But from that time we lost contact, and I hadn't seen my aunt or uncle for over 10 years.
那但是在那个时候，我就跟我的叔叔阿姨断了联系，然后就很长一段时间都没有再见到他们。
But as I became a teenager and grew up and went to high school, I always had my had them in the back of my mind.
那但是在我变成一个青少年进入高中，我一直都把这件事记在我心里。
And I also continue to think about God, but I didn't really pursue my faith. It wasn't important to me.
我还是有在想神的事情，但是我没有去追求我的信仰。
Even when I turned 16, I remember it was a pretty important year because my mom had a big birthday party for me for turning 16.
那16岁对我来说很重要，因为我的母亲为我办了一个很盛大的生日派对。
And all my family was there, but my uncle and my aunt weren't there.
那我所有的家人都在，但是我的叔叔阿姨不在。
So I was just wondering, I wonder where they are now.
所以我就想说他们到底在哪。
And I was also wondering, I wonder if he will still give me his red car like he promised.
那我也在想说他会不会按照他所应许的要给我他的红色车。
Once I turned 18, the year my senior year in college, my senior year in high school, I got into college, and that was the time that we got into contact with them again.
那我十八岁，就是高中快要毕业，要进入大学，我又再一次跟我的阿姨他们联系上。
And I think my state of mind during this age is I felt very, very empty, very lost. I didn't know who I was, what my purpose was.And the strongest feeling at that time was I felt like I was a walking zombie.
那个时候我的想法就是我不知道我为什么要在这个世界上，我很像一个行走的僵尸一样。
And even though it was an exciting time because I was going off to college, I still felt very empty.
虽然是一个很兴奋的时刻要进入大学，但是我还是很空虚。
But it just happened that summer, we got in contact with them, and then they invited me to visit them at their home in San Jose.
那一年我就再次跟他们联系上，他就邀请我去他们在圣何西的家里。
And I really believe from that trip, my life was forever changed.
那我很相信从那一次开始，我生命就改变了。
And you know, before I decided to go and visit them, I was reluctant because I didn't know who these people were. I hadn't seen them for so long, and so I was a little afraid.
一开始当我要去拜访他们的时候，其实我很挣扎，因为我已经不认识他们了，所以就不太想去。
But when we landed, one of the first things I asked them about was about God.
但是当我飞机降落，我问他们的第一件事就是跟神有关的事情。
And this was also surprising because I didn't premeditate to bring up God or think about or ask about their church, but I really believe at that time God moved my heart to say all these things, to ask questions.
对我来说也很惊讶，因为我从来没有想说我要问提到神的事情。
And this opened up a whole new world to me.
这就在我的让我开了很大的眼界。
Because they started to share from the scriptures and read to me words from the Bible.
因为他们就开始跟我分享圣经的一些经节。
And then for the first time in my life, I had no doubt that God existed.
那从那一次是第一次我在心中非常确信这世上有神。
Because even before, even as a child, when I would think that there's a God, I never really 100% truly believe that He's there.
当我还是小孩，我觉得那有一个神，但是我没有办法很确定他真的存在。
And without the Holy Spirit to really convince you, there's no other way for you to believe that there is a God.
所以圣灵没有帮来确信这件事情，你是没有办法真的完全的相信。
And at this time, I just felt like I was awake for the first time.
那在那个时候，我觉得我第一次醒过来了。
As I continued to read God's word and hear them shared from the scriptures, I felt like this dry, dry sponge soaking up so much water.
那我在我读看圣经以及他们跟我分享的过程当中，我觉得我好像一个干掉的海绵，吸了很多的水。
And then during that short, I think it was 2 weeks I stayed there, we must have stayed up every single night just reading the Bible together, late until I fell asleep on the Bible.
那我那个时候去拜访他们两个礼拜，我觉得我应该是每天都读经读到睡着这样。
I was so excited to have found this very special treasure, and I wanted to take as much as I could.
非常兴奋能够找到这个珍宝，我很想要拿越多越好。
And I remember even trying to fast just to understand God's words more.Just in those 2 weeks.
我也记得我那时候想要尝试禁食，为的是要更了解神的意思。
And the day that I was going to return home, was also the same day I received the Holy Spirit.
我要回家的那一天也是我得圣灵的那一天。
Well, at least officially.
就是官方说我得到圣灵。
I had received the Holy Spirit before, but they didn't confirm it until the day that I left.
我可能之前就得到圣灵，但是他们到那一天才确认我是得到圣灵。
And it was really an amazing experience. I felt very warm, and I felt God's grace sprinkling like raindrops onto me.
那我觉得很温暖，那神的恩典好像雨一样洒在我身上。
And my mind just felt very light, no worries, very peaceful.
那我的心智也是非常的轻松，非常平安。
It was a feeling that, really special, never felt before.
这是我从来没有感受到的一个感觉。
But I knew that, receiving the Holy Spirit and coming to know God wasn't going to be the biggest step that I would take.
但是我也知道得到圣灵跟认识神不是我最后的一步。
Because, like the testimony title, it's a journey for all of us, a journey of faith.
因为像这个题目说的一样，这是我们信心的旅程。
And, coming to know God is the beginning of it.
认识神就是第一步而已。
So that summer, when I returned home, we had a spiritual convocation in Boston Prayer House in September.
那个暑假我回家以后，在波士顿的祈祷所，我们有一个灵恩布道会，九月的时候。
And even though I did not know the Bible well, but I just felt like I needed to be baptized.
虽然我还不是非常了解圣经，但是我觉得我必须要受洗。
And of course, I learned later that I learned baptism is part of our salvation and our sacrament.
当然之后我就学习到，洗礼跟我们的得救是一个很重要的部分。
But it was very interesting. Before I was baptized, the local pastor in Boston kept asking me questions like, "Are you sure you want to be baptized? Do you know what you're getting into?"
那在我决定要受洗的时候，当地的传道就一直问我说，你确定吗？你知道你受洗代表什么吗？
And I was thinking, "Are you sure you know what you're asking me? Because I know I need to be baptized."
那我的反应就是，你知道你在问我什么吗？因为我确定我必须受洗。
So I was baptized September 28, 2008.
所以我在2008年9月28号就受洗了。
And I remember that it was raining that day.
我记得那一天在下雨。
But when I came out of the water, I really felt I had received God's full grace.
但是我觉得从水里出来的时候，我领受到神的恩典。
And I really wanted to become this new person that God wanted me to become.
我想要成为神要我成为的这个新人。
So, that September was also my first year in college.
那个九月也是我大学的第一年。
And, I was told that, many...Many times youth, or any new believer that comes to church, they lose their faith very quickly because, our enemy is very strong.
那我也常常听到刚受洗的人，他们的信仰可能会丧失得很快，因为我们的仇敌很强大。
So I felt, I took this warning very serious. I said, I don't want to lose God to anything, not even to the things in college.
所以我就很警觉把就很警惕我，所以在大学生活都想办法不要丧失神这个。
So the first day I moved into my dormitory, I met my roommate, and that the same day I told her I pray a little differently.
所以第一天当我搬到我的宿舍的时候，我就跟我的室友说我祷告比较不一样。
And I really thank God that he, gave me the courage and strength to be straightforward to my roommate.
那我也感谢神给我这个力量和勇气直接跟我的室友来讲。
Because it made my prayers in the room much easier.
因为这让我在房间里祷告这件事变得很容易。
So during my five years at school, I really devoted myself to God.
所以在我大学五年间，我很把自己投入在神的事上。
And one of the verse that comes to mind is in Colossians chapter 3.
那我又想到一节，就是哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Verse 3.
哥罗西书3:3.
For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
And the reason why I wanted to highlight this verse is because in college, it's all about kind of making a name for yourself, being someone, standing out.
所以我想要强调这一节，是因为在大学中，他们大学的教育就是要让你把自己凸显出来。
everybody is concerned with making as many friends as you can and joining as many clubs as you can too.
每个人都要交尽量交多一点朋友和参加多一点的社团活动。
But because I kept remembering the warning of, you know, it's very easy to lose yourself, I took this verse to heart and I wasn't as involved and I wasn't as concerned with making friends.
那因为我一直记得说这个警惕就是很容易丧失自己，我就一直记把这一节经节记在记在脑海当中。
So thank God by God's grace, I was able to, you know, read and study the Bible in depth every single day for that whole first year.
所以感谢神，我在第一年可以每天更加深入的来读圣经。
And then the years that followed, I was also able to pray and read the Bible on my own every day.
那我也有办法读经，自己读经祷告。
And though I live far from church, I never missed a single Sabbath when I was in college.
所以虽然我住的地方离教会很远，但是我没有，我每一个安息日都会去守安息。
And I think it was truly a great miracle because I'd take the commuter rail 1 hour, then take a bus for 1 hour home, and then so that was 2 hours total to church and then back to school.
那这也是一个神迹，因为我的。因为我必须要搭公车，每就是单程都要一个小时，所以总共会两个小时。
But every Friday when it was time for me to go on the train back and get ready for Sabbath, I always looked forward to it.
那但是每个礼拜五，当我准备要回去参加安息日聚会的时候，我都非常的，都会非常想去。
And every Saturday night when it was time to go back, I was always very sad.
那礼拜六晚上，当我要回学校的时候，我都会很伤心。
I felt like I was going back to Sodom and Gomorrah.
我觉得我一次回去索多玛尔摩拉。
But thank God, even though the 5 years was a lonely time, it was definitely the time that I got to draw closest to Him.
那感谢神，虽然这五年当中我很孤单，但是也是这五年让我跟神更加亲近。
For some reason, loneliness is strongest at nighttime, right before bed. I don't know why.
这个孤单的感觉在上床之前是最强烈的。
But I do feel every night that when I went to bed, God would always embrace me and comfort me, and know that to remind me that I wasn't alone.
但是我也感觉到每天晚上都感觉到神在安慰我，让我不孤单。
So after the fifth year, I graduated after 4 years, but went to another program and finished school in 5 years. And then my next sort of big step was finding a job.
那我大学四年毕业了，后来又去参加另外一个课程，所以五年完成我的学习，再来我就要找工作。
And I was very concerned because during my time in school, I hadn't built up any working experience like internships or things like that.
那我就有一点焦虑，因为我在大学的期间我没有去，我没有帮自己累积一些工作经验或者是实习。
So I felt I wasn't qualified for a lot of the entry-level positions that were posted.
所以我觉得在看到那些初阶的工作，很多我都没有办法去做。
But I knew that God would take care of me.
但是我知道神会照顾我。
And so for the first, I applied so many positions, didn't hear a call back, and for the first 8 months after I graduated, I was unemployed.
所以我有一直去丢履历，但是我毕业后的八个月内，我都没有任何的回应。
But then finally in December of the year that I graduated, I got a phone call for an interview.
那就在九月的时候，我就接到一通电话，要叫我去面试。
And this was also a great miracle because the position that they wanted to interview me for was for someone who had to have 2 years experience.
那这也是一个神迹，因为他们这个职位是要找有两年经验的人。
And I had none.
我什么都没有。
But thank God I got to interview and I got hired for the job.
那感谢神，我去面试，然后我也被录取了。
And I know things like this would continuously happen in my life, where God would always take care of every single thing in my life.
我知道像这样的事，我在我的生命中会一直发生，神会一直照顾我。
Beginning with putting Him first in college and Him taking care of of me and my academics during that time.
因为我都把神放第一，他就照顾我在学业上。
To after graduation, when you know he blesses me with a job that I am clearly unqualified for.
一直到毕业，他赐给我了是给了我一个工作，是我其实不够资格的。
Because in truth, I don't think I'm that smart.
那老实说，我不觉得我不聪明。
But one thing that I do know about myself is that if God moves my heart to do something, I will do it.
但是我内心知道，只要神感动我做什么事，我就会去做。
And that's been kind of my guiding principle in everything that I do since I've come to know Him.
这已经是在我认识他之后，我做事的一些准则了。
So this first job that I got, it was great.It was a really wonderful company, great coworkers, a great boss, and I learned a lot.
所以我第一个工作是一个很好的公司，我们同事跟老板也都很好，我学到了很多。
But that same year, I was talking with my family, and we were thinking, the house market in Texas is pretty good. Maybe we should move there and start fresh.
但是在那一年，我的家人也跟我说。德州的房价看起来还不错，那我们要不要搬去那边
？And you know, I guess from another perspective, that the decision to move might be difficult, but for me, it was just very simple.
可能从某些观点来看，这样子搬家很困难，但对我来说很简单。
And I think it might have been more difficult for me if I, you know, started to think about, well, I just got this new job, and all of my family is in Boston, and I'm more comfortable here. This is what I'm familiar with.
那对我来说，就是我才刚得到这个工作，那我的家人也都在 Boston. 那这样，我要去一个我不熟悉的地方。
But because God moved my heart to come to Texas, I said, well, okay, I'll give my company.I'll tell them I'm leaving and I'll go find a job in Texas.
那因为神感动我，所以我就说好啊，那我就搬过去，我会跟我的公司辞职。
Because for so long I was worried that I wouldn't get a job, and then he finally gives me a job. Then 9 months later, I leave to go to Dallas.
那因为我一直找不到工作，他也赐给我工作，所以我就离开了，直接到德州。
And in truth, and I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to buy a house when I was there.
当我刚来这里的时候，我不确定我可以买一间房子。
But I moved that September. I moved September, and then I closed October.
那我九月的时候搬家，我九月的时候搬家，我十月的时候我就已经买了一间房子。
And I think this is a great miracle too, because God always takes care of everything.
那我觉得这也是一个神迹，因为神真的照顾我任何的事情。
And during this time, the verse that I thought about the most was in Hebrews.Chapter 11.
那在那一段时间，我心中想的是希伯来书。
Hebrews 11, chapter 8, chapter 11, verse 8.
希伯来书十一章第八节。
11 verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
八节，亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，在将来要得为业的地方。往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
And so I kind of felt that I was also not really sure where I was going.
所以那时候我也不知道我要去哪里。
But I went because I believe that God wanted me to move.
但是我会去是因为我相信神要我去。
And thank God, you know, we were able to buy a new house, and my whole family from Boston was able to come move with me, and we were able to start a new life.
那感谢神让我买到一间房子，我的家人也可以跟我一起来德州，可以开始新的生活。
So that kind of brings us to where I am now in my faith.
所以这就是我信仰现，就是让我达到我现在信仰的。
Thank God it wasn't hard for me to get a new job.
感谢神，我。在找新工作的事上没有很困难。
And now, if you've heard from my aunt and uncle, they're planning to open up a coffee shop.
那如果你有从传道那边听说，他们想要开一间咖啡厅。
And most likely, I will quit my job and support them full time.
那我非常有可能就辞职，然后去帮他们。
And so, just like everything in my life. worshiping God and making decisions can be very simple.
所以在我的生命当中，做一些决定是非常简单的。
Sometimes I've made it more difficult for myself by thinking too much. But if I just do what God moves me to do and make the decision to do it, then it's very simple.
有时候我把自己就是想得太复杂，然后把自己搞得很累，但是我只要做神感动我做的事就好。So
I just hope and pray that I continue to remember these things even when I grow older, to always live my life and trust in what I cannot see than in my own knowledge and my own experiences.
所以我要继续求神带领我，让我能够继续看到这些我平常看不到的这些事情。
Because I know that no matter how much I know, I will never know more than God.
因为我知道不管我懂多少，绝对不可能懂得比神还多。
So this concludes my sharing, and may all the glory and praises be unto God.
我分享到此，愿一切荣耀颂赞归于神。
Praise and thank God for Sister Evelyn's testimony.
感谢神, Evelyn姐妹为我们做见证。
Actually, Evelyn, what of a strong character that she's very obedient.
她很强壮，她一个很好的人格，就是她非常的顺服。
Since the beginning of her faith, she always really trusts in God.
从她信仰的开始，她就一直很信靠神。
And she tried to make everything very simple.
她把每件事情都很简单。
But of course, even though she make her testimony sounds, or her journey of faith sounds very easy, but it was not.
虽然她的见证听起来好像她的信仰路程很简单，但是其实并不是。
Just like she shared with you, the first year, actually, I studied the Bible with her every single day. I studied the Bible with her every single day the first year.
就是她分享的第一年，我每一天都跟她查考圣经。
Because I know, you know, being in college, you know, for the next 4 years, and she just came to know Jesus Christ to be very difficult.
因为才刚信主就要去迎接大学的挑战是非常困难。
So I just really want to build a foundation for her to grow upon.
所以我想要把她的基础打好。
And just like she shared during the college years, it was very difficult, but she built to make it to Sabbath every single week.
她也分享到她的大学要去守安息日很难，但是她还是每个礼拜都去。
And she shared with you every trip is 1 way, it's 2 hours, so it's 4 hours every weekend, right? It's not easy.
Oh, yeah. 所以是其实每一趟要2个小时, 所以每一个周末都要4个小时的交通时间。
And not only that, of course, quite often on a weekend, you need to spend that extra time to do your homework and this and that, so it's quite difficult.
那在周末常常都是做作业的时间, 所以是有点困难。
But of course, it all have to do with our priority and, you know, how we prioritize our life.
这都跟我们怎么样排我们生活的优先顺序有关。
I mean, you know, my wife is not working now, but she's so busy.
那我的太太现在虽然没有在工作，但是还是很忙碌。
So in other words, that no matter what stage of life we at, we're always very busy.
所以不管我们的生在生命的哪一个阶段，我们都是很忙碌的。
That's why it's important to take the time really to put God first in our lives.
所以我们必须要把神放在我们生命的第一位。
And even at, you know, when she first came out of college, man, she waited 8 months to get a job.
Evelyn她毕业之后，她等了8个月才有第一个工作。
But for me, I keep telling God just wants you to rest because you're gonna work for the rest of your life, right? Take that 8 months and enjoy yourself.
那我就跟她说，你要。 神是要你在这段时间好好休息，因为再来你就会不停的工作。
Of course, it's difficult to enjoy yourself because she has no money, right?
那当然要享受也是很困难，因为没有钱。
Not only that, also school loans too. You know, so it's not that it's hard to live a peaceful life when you owe so much money to school and this and that.
那又有一些学贷，那这时候你可能没有办法轻松的过活。
But thank God she got her first job, and then you know, and God bless her with a good job.
那感谢神，神赐福给他，让他找到一个好的工作。
Then of course her next step is moving to Dallas.
那下一步就是要来到达拉斯。
And of course always her dream to live next to uncle.
当然这是他的梦想，要住在叔叔旁边。
So thank God during that time, because her mother, of course, I mean for them it was very difficult move, right, to move to Dallas. It's not easy because her whole family grew up in Boston.
对他们来说，要搬到德州是很困难的决定，因为他们全家都在 Boston 长大。
But her mom said, actually, her mom came to visit, and there are times she said, well, she didn't have the Holy Spirit yet, right?
但是她妈妈叫她来拜访我们，但当时她还没有圣灵。
There's two things she said. If she come to visit us in Dallas, if she receive the Holy Spirit, then if Evelyn build to buy a house, she will consider to move. That's her two things.
那她就说，那如果 Evelyn 得到圣灵，那她有办法，她如果有办法得到买一间房子，她就会搬家。
So thank God she came to visit, and we pray together every night, and she received the Holy Spirit.
那所以她来拜访我们，每一天晚上我们都祷告，她就得到圣灵。
Then of course she thought Evelyn would never be qualified to buy a house because she's a student, just got a new job, right?
所以她就觉得 Evelyn 她她可以买房子了，因为她找到一个工作。
I mean, I was completely surprised too when she's qualified to buy a house.
那我也很惊讶她可以买房子。
Because when I got a job, when I first got out of college, I'm just trying to buy a home for $135,000 back then. I couldn't. It took me years to be able to qualify.
因为当我刚毕业找到工作，我要买一间135,000块的房子都很困难。
But really, thank God, God, you know, blessed her and she be able to be qualified and she bought a house about 5 minutes from me.
那感谢神，神让他有办法买一间房子，到就离我家5分钟。
Then thank God, her family moved together with her.
也感谢神，他的家人跟他一起搬家了。
Of course, even though it's good to be close to one another, but more importantly, that we can keep ourselves in check when it comes to our spirituality.
那所以住得近的是一个好，是很棒的，但是最重要的是我们在。面对属灵的征战的时候也可以一起。
I mean, our whole household, her household, my household, of course, our focus is always God.
他们家跟我们家的重点都是神。
And thank God that, you know, everything went well, and then her stepdad also got baptized, also really God's grace.
那感谢神，他的继父也受洗了。
Then, of course, 5 minutes is too far for her, so she want to live next to uncle, like next to uncle.
那五分钟对他来说还是有点远，所以他想要住在我们的隔壁。
So it just happened, my neighbor, you know, my neighbor Devin, I'm good friends with him, and we just mowed the lawn one day, and asked him, hey, you ever consider selling your house?
所以我跟我的邻居是好朋友，那我们常常一起割草。那有一天我就问他说，你有没有想过要卖房子？
No, he's a single person, and of course his house is like 2,200 square foot, and he lived in his house from Friday.To Sunday. From Sunday to Thursday, he just fly somewhere to work. That's what he does. So his house is always empty.
So his house has 2,200 square feet. 那他只有礼拜五到礼拜天在家。那所以他的房子基本上是空的。
And I know that he has OCD, right? So his house is super, super clean. And he keeps everything so nice. Because I've been to his house several times.
那他把他的房子也打扫得非常的干净，因为我有去过，所以我知道。
So when I say to him, hey, you ever think about selling your house? He said, yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, how do you know? You know? Like,
那我问他的时候，他就说，啊，你怎么知道我想卖房子？
Because for us, we're always thinking, oh man, we wish he sell his house. Right? We're always talking about among one another.
因为我们在我们当中，我们一直说我们多么希望他把他的房子卖了。
So pretty much when I talked to him, he's like, yeah, I feel. No, he also a very devout Christian. He's like, yeah, I felt that God's moved my heart to sell this house, you know, and move to a new place. Right?
那他就说，因为他也是基督徒，他就说他也感觉到神在感动他要卖房子。
So thank God, you know, I did some research. We make him an offer, and thank God, Evelyn qualified for the loan to get the house.
所以我们就做一些研究，然后开。出了一个价，那他也被他就是银行也他也可以买这间房子。
Now of course we gave him market price for the house, but he does not need to pay for the real estate fee, right? Save like 6%, right? 6%, so that's pretty good chunk of money.
当然，我们出价是出市价，但是我不需要去付中介费，所以这很不错。
Of course, plus you know there's a lot of things that he did not need to do, but thank God, you know, he agreed with it and we bought it. Now the house went up like an extra 10% already, so thank God for that.
那所以很感谢神，我们买了房子以后，他也不需要做很多事情。那是那间房子房价也已经涨了大概10%。
And I always tell her, you know, at age 27, she's really blessed. Right? She's really blessed.
所以我就常常跟她说，你现在是27岁，你很受到祝福。
I mean, she has her own house.
她有她自己的房子。
She have extra money.
她还有钱。
And me and Ha always tell, you know, when I was at, we at her age, we have $5 budget every day to eat, you know, dinner. And that's what it was. That is the reality. We had no money at all, you know.
那我就跟她说，我跟我太太在她那个年纪，每天只有5块钱的预算可以吃晚餐。
But not only that, she lived close to uncle and auntie, and then when we go out to eat fancy food and stuff, she's always with us, you know.
那她又住得离我们很近，所以我们去吃大餐的时候，她也都在。
So when Ha and I, when we first got married, we have nobody to go out to eat with, you know, we are alone.
那对我们来说，我们没有人可以一起去吃饭。 Yeah.
So, you know, praise and thank God, I can see that transformation in her lives. And most importantly, you know, there's her spirituality and her outlook of life.
所以感谢神，我可以看到她在生命的转变，还有她的一些信仰。
She has a great job now, and she's building runways at the airport and this and that. You know, it's quite a good job.
她现在的工作也是一个很棒的工作。But
like she's going to quit her job, and she said most likely, but it's definitely, it's not most likely, right?
但是像他分享的一样，他说他应该是会，但是我觉得就是会。
She's gonna quit her job, become a barista, making coffee.
他会辞职来变成一个。
So, 5 years of college to make barista, but you know, it's the quality of life is more important, right? It's the quality of life.
所以生活品质更重要。
So actually, our journey of faith is really have to do, you know, what kind of outlook do you and I have?
那我们信仰的道路就要看我们的外表是长什么样。
For my family and I, we at the point that our life is so wonderful.
那我的家庭，它现在已经是一个很美好的时刻。
It doesn't mean that we have no worries. It doesn't mean, you know, we don't go to trial and tribulation. We have all this, and every one of us also have all this to come along with our faith.
不代表我们没有困难，没有试炼，但是这些每个人都会有。
But as long as you and I focus on our Lord Jesus Christ, and everything in this world become very dim, and then when we become very dim, and then we realize that is not the most important things in our life.
我们就知道这个世界上的事不是我们生命最重要的事。
I mean, now that you know, they live next door to us, to be able to get up in the morning to pray together, and it's really a great blessing.
那现在他住在我们家隔壁，我们早上可以一起起来祷告。
Not only that, I can eat Cambodian food in time I want to, right? Because my sister-in-law is right next door.
我也可以随时想要吃柬埔寨的食物，因为他们就住在隔壁。
And right now, it's really just a family and I. We just feel that our life is, you know, it's really amazing. It's really such a great blessing.
所以我们也觉得说我们的 家庭生活真的是很棒。
But nevertheless, we continue to pray that you know our heart can be, you know, I guess can be more pure, can be more holy.
但是我们要继续祷告，让我们的心变得更纯洁、更圣洁。
So we wish and hope that every single one of us also have a journey of faith.
那希望大家也都能够走这个信仰的旅程。
And that journey that Christ always be in the center of it.
那把基督放在中间。
So you and I can receive blessing upon blessing.
我们可以一直受到神的祝福。
When he blesses us spiritually, he also will bless us physically also.
那他不但会在属灵上祝福我们，他在肉体上也会祝福我们。
Because that's the way God is.
因为这是神，神就是这样。
You know, when God called Abraham from his homeland, not only God blessed him so abundant in his livelihood, but also his relationship with God continued to be close.
那神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他不但在他的物质生活很祝福他，他也持续跟亚伯拉罕更加亲近。
So may God bless all of you.
那希望神祝福大家。
And always guide you in your journey of faith.
也在信仰路上继续带领大家。
Yes, even the tree will not blossom.
那虽然说树也不开花。
And even though you know the olives will not you know bear fruit.
那橄榄树不效力。
But you and I continue to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么继续聚焦在神身上。
Because he will give us strength.
因为他会给我们力量。
And strength upon strength.
力量加上力量。
May the peace of the Lord be upon all of you.
愿神的平安与大家。
Now let's kneel down and pray together and give thanks.
现在大家一起跪下祷告。